There is so much talk about find your passion. If you find your passion and you do that as a job, you'll never work a day in your life. Something like that. Is that how it goes?
Right.
Like, how freaking daunting is that to be to somebody to be like, you just need to find your passion. Like, what does that mean? I have kids and bills and all these different things. Like, I don't even know where to begin. I'm just doing life. And it is a very daunting thing if you're trying to find, like, what you're really passionate about. And people throw that out there just so not, like, willy-nilly. There's so much more to it that I think people just kind of start going through their normal day-to-day life without even trying to attack it, because what does it mean? How do you find it? You know? And I was talking to one of our employees today, and I'll tell you this. Well, even going back, working with veterans, like, they leave the military service, you leave law enforcement, and you left law enforcement. Like, what am I passionate about now? You know, I've done this job for so long. And I'll tell you where you don't find it, and this is where people are looking for it. On your fucking couch. You don't find it doing the same old dumb shit that you've always done, or the same old dumb routine. Like, if you're going to find something that you're the next chapter, the 2.0, well, then you got to open your life to possibilities of doing other things. So what I used to tell veterans was this. Yeah, your life sucks right now, but what are you doing? Well, nothing. I'm sitting on the couch. Well, obviously that's not working, so I guess we have to do something different to get a different outcome. And the reality is, if you really want to find your passion, it's all in the doing. You got to go walk the yellow brick road to Oz. If Oz is the end state, well, you got to do the journey. You got to do the walk. And I think so many people are afraid to do that walk. And they're like, what does that mean? Well, that just means saying yes to opportunities. It means living life. It means whatever that means to you. It just means executing. You have to start doing. And you know what? Your first thing that you might do might not, you know, be the passion. It might not be like the thing that really just, you know, gets you all jazzed up for life. And then the next thing might. But the third thing might be. But you're never going to know until you get there, right? You're never going to know. It's like success. You show me somebody who's successful, I'll show you the same person who's failed 15 times for that one success. They had to fail 15 times. On the 16th try, that was it. Shit, I feel like that's me. I probably have more than 15 failures before success came. But the same thing goes with your passion or what you're really, you know, what really drives you. Is you're not going to find it by just sitting here doing nothing. Like, you've got to wake up and you've got to go execute and you got to go do the thing. And whatever that is at the moment, you know? And for people just getting healthy, maybe the first step of finding your passion is just getting healthy, getting in shape, losing weight. Maybe it's making more money, you know, side gigs here and there. But it's in the execution of life. It's in walking the journey. It's in the personal growth that you're going to find the thing. So it doesn't have to be all figured out day one. You don't have to figure it out day one. You just need to put one foot in front of the other and start doing things. When you start doing things, it's going to lead to what you're really, really stoked about. Here's the one thing about finding your passion, though. When you do find it, that whole thing, like, you'll never work another day in your life. No, the reality is, when you do find it, you're going to work 10 times harder at that than you would at some other job.